Welcome back to His Time. It is Wednesday, January 22nd. We're starting your day with the Word of God and prayer. It's time for our special guest segment. And joining me in the studio this morning, it's a pleasure to have in the studio the Reverend Dr. Alan Buckman from Ascension Lutheran Church. Good morning, Dr. Buckman.
Good morning. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you in the studio. There are some... I don't like to use the word exciting very much, but there are exciting times going on at Ascension Lutheran Church and with our partners, Christian Friends of New Americans. What is CFNA or Christian Friends of New Americans?
CFNA is a ministry among New Americans in St. Louis. We have a ministry center at in South City at 4019 South Grand, and we operate a number of ministries out of there. Mm-hmm. They're all designed to reach out to the new Americans that are coming into the city, almost entirely refugees, people coming from various refugee camps. And right now, the biggest stream is from Nepal.
And before the program, we were just talking about this influx, all the immigrants coming from Nepal. How many did you say in the last year?
Last year, there were just short of 200. The main institution that brings them into St. Louis is the International Institute. They released their numbers here just a few days ago. They brought in 611 refugees last year, and of that number, I believe it was 198 were Nepalese.
Wow, and just to the St. Louis area alone?
Just St. Louis.
Wow.
And most of them settling, almost all of them settling in South City.
And tell us a little bit about the neighborhood where Ascension Lutheran Church is.
Well, I'm on the staff of CFNA, and Ascension is one of our partner churches.
Right.
Well, it's, oh my goodness, what should I say? Not too far from Chippewa. Mm-hmm. It's just out of the Holly Hills area. I think the congregation was started in the 1930s, I believe. Probably one of the last ones to be started in the city. There had been quite a number, you know, between 1839 and say for about 100 years. I think there were around 25 LCMS congregations established just in the city. Mm-hmm. This is one of the later ones, and it served the people in that neighborhood very well. But the neighborhood is changing, as is the entire city. And now, by God's grace, we've had this opportunity to reach out to some of the new Americans. And Ascension has become one of the key partner congregations in this.
What does it mean to be a partner congregation with Christian Friends of New Americans?
Well, it means that we agree to work together to reach out to new Americans, refugees. When mm-hmm. I say new Americans in the city, it's refugees. And we will do certain things. CFNA, on its side, will reach out to them. We have a couple of quick link, what we call quick link ministries. The delivery of home furnishings is one. Health and wellness clinics on a monthly basis is another. We're getting around 30 or so. These are all refugee people that are coming in. Our deliveries for furnishings have been running at one or two a week. Right now, we're in kind of a hold because we've kind of depleted our stock of those things. There are some other things that we do. We have a scholarship assistance program for enrollment in Lutheran schools. This year, I think we have 23 scholarships into LCMS elementary and secondary schools.
Wow.
And we partner with the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis for that. For the elementary schools, we provide a $2,000 scholarship. And for the high school, these are all at Lutheran High South right now, a $4,000 scholarship. This has been running for, I think it's on its sixth year. The enrollments have been between 23 and 30. And very interestingly, about 80% of those students and their families are now members of LCMS congregations.
And so recently at Ascension, one of the partner churches of CFNA, because of the large group of Nepali immigrants that have come into the country, they've become connected with Ascension and
yep.
And through instruction. Tell us a little bit about how that happened. There are some key figures in that, and they have a new pastor at Ascension.
Yes, Matthew Clark. He's just there for a few months. I mean, he's not
sure.
been there very long at
and
all.
He's part of us here too at KFUO. He's one of our hosts, our program hosts as well. And
I understand. Yeah, very fine. He has done a remarkable job of stepping into the parish there and just picking up on where this is right now. This has been underway here for some, 3 or 4 years at least. And Ascension provides time for a fellowship hour on Sunday morning, and then, of course, welcomes them into their worship service. But more importantly, at least for CFNA, they also have provided a number of people who have assisted at the Ministry Center. We call it the Peace Center. They assist with after-school tutoring. They assist with the wellness clinic, and they assist in other ways from time to time. By doing that, these members themselves have created links with some of the new American people, especially in Nepali, and have become, I would say, advocates for this ministry in that congregation.
And so through that connection to this congregation, they've heard the word of God. They've become connected with the body of Christ here. And in just recently, just in the last few weeks, 21 new baptized members of that congregation.
That's right. Yes. We celebrated that the Sunday before last. And this is the work largely of a gentleman who himself has just recently arrived about 8 months ago by the name of Gagan Gurung. He was a spiritual leader in Nepal. He was a pastor of a congregation and came over here, joined his family, who had already stepped into the Lutheran circle. And when he arrived, we had some discussions with him about doing with CFNA what he had been doing in Nepal, and he was very interested. So he went into a catechetical study, and the Sunday before last, when those 21 were baptized, he was confirmed.
What an amazing blessing! Yeah. I'm sure that there's probably language difference and certainly cultural differences. How do they make that? How does that congregation, how does Ascension make that connection with these immigrants services and even the baptism, the confirmation? How do you face those challenges when there are language differences and things like that?
Well, there are differences and there are challenges, but at Ascension, translators are used for the Bible study fellowship hour, and a couple of the younger people, of course the younger ones are always better with a second language than older people, and a couple of them have really gotten pretty good with that, and so they assist in that way, and so that pretty much takes this ministry across the language barrier. Now, of course, a lot of the relational side of it all is in the hands of Gagan. And he has done quite a fine job of connecting with these Nepali people and bringing them into CFNA and then from CFNA to the church. That's just sort of how we work. We CFNA links, then we pass that link on to congregations. We're not a congregation, but we are a mission society.
Sure.
Our purpose is to reach out again. And then once those contacts have been made, we move them on to churches. Other partner churches in the area include Messiah and Timothy and St. John's Morganford. And there are Nepali at two of those, although not as many as at Ascension. In fact, I was visiting with Gagan yesterday, and we did a kind of a quick count. And there are about 50 at Ascension right now, and probably another 25 or 30 at Messiah and at St. John's.
That's just exciting times to hear that, that God is bringing these people to these congregations to hear the word of God, to receive his gifts in word and sacrament. What a blessing that is.
And another very interesting thing, Andy, is that of those 21 baptized Sunday before last, all except one have arrived St. Louis within the last 6 months. And they were stepping out of Hinduism into the Lutheran Church.
So great to hear that they're hearing the good news of Jesus, receiving the gift of baptism. I know we've only got just a little bit of time left, but what are the needs of CFNA, Christian Friends of New Americans, so that you can continue this kind of work to bring the good news of Jesus to those who are coming to this country?
Thank you so much for asking.
Sure.
Well, another of our programs is after-school tutoring, which we have Monday and Tuesday evenings. We have about 60 to 70 refugee children in there from grades 1 through probably sophomore in high school. We always can use tutors. And if you think you might be interested or know somebody who's interested, just give us a call. And I can give you a couple. Let me give you one phone number, and that's going to be my wife's. That's the head of the committee that handles that. But that's 314-517-8513. And Carol will be most pleased to talk with you about that. Another quick one is right now we're kind of low on home furnishings and our need of sofas and coffee tables and end tables and chairs and dining tables. So if anyone has any anything like that that they might donate, we'd be most pleased to send somebody to pick it up.
So living room type furniture is what we're looking for right now.
That's right. See, they come. These refugees come out of these camps. When they arrive here, they have just a suitcase, nothing more. Mm-hmm. They're settled into apartments, but oftentimes they're very sparsely furnished. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have been in these apartments for, you know, there's been literally nothing there. Just everything, they're sitting on the floor for everything, and so we help them with that.
Any events? I'm sure you have fundraisers throughout the year. Any events to look forward to?
Yes. Thanks again. We have a we just celebrated a trivia event over at Webster Gardens Lutheran Church in November. I think it was November 12. It was a very good turnout, and the largest one so far. That's a key one for us. In the fall, probably during the latter part of September, we will have a golf event at Forest Park Golf Course. And we did our first one last year. There was a very good turnout for that, too. So these are two that have emerged as key events for us, and they'll be coming up again.
Wonderful. Dr. Buckman with Christian Friends of New Americans, thanks so much for spending some time with us in the studio here this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
God's blessings to you and the work that you all are doing. Stick around, listeners, for our next segment. We're going to find out what's going on with the 72 right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO.